Now tell us about your parents, where they were born.
Well, my father was in here a while ago, the older man, and he was born right here at this same place. Mm-hmm. And my mother was born out, where Medard is, but it's mm-hmm. about halfway between Sopchop and Crawfordville, and she was born there.
That's about 7 miles from here? Mm-hmm. Like 10 miles or so from?
From here, it's about 10 miles.
Uh-huh. How far did your parents get in school?
Let's see. I don't think my daddy went through about the 8th grade, I believe. Mm-hmm. And my mother finished the 10th, and then she, in the last few years, she has finished hers through the correspondence courses, through, you know, high school. And she's went to nursing school, and mm-hmm. She's a licensed practical nurse.
Is that the only work she's done nursing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just in recent years?
She's, most of the time she was just a housewife, you know. She worked some way back during the war a little bit. But after my younger brother got in school, well, she went to the nursing school. And, mm-hmm. and she's been working at Sunland Hospital, you know. Used to be W.T. Edwards, same town has a TB hospital, and that's Sunland Hospital mm-hmm. for retarded children, no.
What about your father?
He's retired. He's a carpenter.
Mm-hmm. And what about your mother's parents? Do you know where they were from?
I believe they originally were from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where in Georgia?
No, I sure don't. Her mother was a Sellers, and she was from near Pelham. But I don't know whether that's accurate or not, you know.
Near Pelham?
They both,
where is
Georgia.
That?
It's in Georgia.
South
Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how far your grandparents got in school?
I sure don't. I'm satisfied they didn't finish school. Mm-hmm.
Occupation?
My mother's daddy was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's daddy was I guess you call him farmer too, and he mm-hmm. worked with a paper company, I believe it was, and overseer of the land, you know, and all that. They've been dead for years, but back in that time he rode a horse, you know, and around they didn't have any transportation much but horses, and
mm-hmm.
and he rode, I think they called him a wood rider or something like that, and he checked over.
What do you mean an overseer?
They had a good bit of land, maybe a turpentine company, you know, or something, and he would just stay out there in the woods practically every day, you know, and just check over the land and keep up with it, and I guess maybe to see that it was, as they used the expression, I think, turpentine in the trees, you know,
mm-hmm.
That he would see that this was all carried on
mm-hmm.
and everything. Now, as I said, he's been dead for years, and just what I've heard dead mm-hmm. say about him is all I know.
Would you know where your mother's parents came from, where their ancestors came from? What?
I'd be afraid to say, because I'm just not sure.
Would you guess they were British or Irish or?
I would guess Irish,
uh-huh.
But I'm not sure of it, as I said.
Mm-hmm. And your father's parents, were they born around here? Or?
Yes, as far as I know, they were. A lot of these older people, you know, in this area and around are either from Georgia, South Carolina, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, back 75, 100 years ago, they
mm-hmm.
came from there.